Okay, hello Helen. We're very lucky to have you here, a young activist from the capital of Honduras, Tegucigalpa. Thank you for coming in to talk to us
Thank you,
today.
Helena, for this interview.
We'll be talking a little bit about a current campaign that you are currently waging in Honduras, against the government's proposals to criminalize the morning after pill. Could you tell us a little bit about their plans for this? And also any background on this.
This campaign for criminalize the morning after pill, it started like 2 years ago. The pills before it was opened, all the people come buy the pill in every pharmacy store. And like 2 years ago, the government pressure for the church and another
Conservative.
conservative groups begins to make activities to criminalize all the issues about sexual rights.
Okay.
In the morning after pill is one of this.
Yeah.
In the 2009, the by presidential by presidential decree, they prohibit that pill,
The morning after pill.
the morning after pill. But that action doesn't mean the people could be in jail for vital, something like that. In this year, the parliament, we say Congress, Congreso, is gonna be a decision about how to criminalize the woman who buy the pill, who take the pill, or the people who gives information about how to take it, why to take it. That's maybe could be like 2 or 5 years in jail only for give the information about it.
So, for example, a woman who needs to take the morning after pill, she would be put into jail potentially for 2 to 5 years for taking this pill
Yes.
by the authorities.
And I'm wondering, will this include also some exceptions? If, for example, a woman was raped, is the exception that then, okay, in this case, she can take the morning after pill?
No.
No.
For this initiative, they knows no exceptions. They treat the morning after pill like the same as the abortion in Honduras, and say the abortion is against God and is against the human rights of the woman.
So there's quite a powerful lobby of the church
Yes.
behind all of this. Okay. So
Principal, the
Evangelical Church.
Evangelical Church is the most have the voice, the principal voice in this campaign.
And I'm wondering as well why, obviously the morning after pill is very important, but why might it be even more important in a country like Honduras? How is sexual education in the country for young women and young boys? I have the impression that there is a high rate of teenage pregnancies, for example, and very little education about sexual reproduction.
The field and access of that kind of information is very important. Unfortunately, in Honduras, the state don't give the teenagers or the young people a sexual education. This is the third time in the Congress we are they are this debate about only that to give in the official plan, a study plan, sexual education, and for religion interested, they didn't approve. Only that
Right.
sexual education and
Because
how.
of religious interests,
Yes.
that's why it wasn't approved.
And is there also any lobby for the bill, for the use of the after morning pill?
What campaign are
What
you
campaign?
campaigning currently for the use of
for example, the doctors, or I don't know, ministries, health ministry of health, or also the pharmacy enterprises?
Well, after the military coup, we change our ways, how we make lobby. We feel and we realize the lobby with the authorities is not useful as I want. In that case, we decide to inform directly of the people and how to take the pill, how can they access to this information, and appeal to the people's solidarity. Yeah. We, for example, one of the campaigns, we put a website for the people to sign. First one to Honduran people to sign. That site is Sí a la Paz. The dot no kion, how do you say kion?
Kion is dash.
Dash ip.com. Okay. Sí a la Paz.
Okay.
The point no slash ip.com. This is the site when the people can sign
the
and
petition.
Inform about this. In this site, we take 100 signed, and another or international organization help us to take 1,000 signs. This is Avas.
Avas.
Mm-hmm. And we, in the next day, we're going to present this to the Congress for refuse to continue with this campaign.
So if somebody from England want to support you, they can sign.
Yes, everyone who can sign. We ask for organization firm signs and for personal signatures and personal signatures.
Okay, so yeah, brilliant. Well, I was just wanting to confirm that that's www.avaz.org, is that correct?
Yes.
If they want to sign the if you would like to sign the petition for Honduras, and C
a la Pai.
A la Pai, which would be S-I- A-L-A-P-A-E dot guion dash?
No dash ip.com.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.